First parak in Megillah, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim. We mentioned the previous Mishnah, the Mekalal Yisrael, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh and in Yerushalayim, it was also to bring Kabbanis in Bomas. It had to be brought in the Mishkan and Beit HaMikdash area. So, what is the difference between them? Elish of the Shiloh, Eichlam Kotrim Kalamayt Hashem B'chol Aroya. In Shiloh, there was no Yerushalayim over there. It's outside of Yerushalayim, so the area that was considered the Machane Yisrael, if one can eat Kotrim Kalam and Maitre Sheni in, was any place that can see Shiloh. Well, Yerushalayim was in Menachayim. Yerushalayim had to be within the walls of the old Yerushalayim. Today's Yerushalayim is not, the walls are not in the same position as the old walls. They moved it up to the west instead of to the south. Kach v'kach, Kotrim Kodoshim Nechon Lufnim Akloyim. In both places, Kotrim Kodoshim will be eaten within the curtains of the courtyard or the wall of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Kedushas Shiloh yesh acharei hetzer. Kedushas Shiloh has a hetzer afterwards, which, like we said before, by Noiv and Gilon, which were after the destruction of Shiloh, it was permitted again to be marked on bombs. Kedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei hetzer. Once Yerushalayim was picked, there's no place one can bring a bomb. Even after Yerushalayim was destroyed, still one cannot bring korbanos in a bomb in Eretz Yisrael.